Shalom to the bride of Christ, and God bless you wherever you are. This is the Bride TV, a timely technology for a time like this, established by God himself to be a storehouse for his bride in these perilous times. God bless you and you're welcome to Rapture Watch, where we watch and prepare for the coming of the Lord. My name is Olubide Jesus David. I'll be hosting you on Rapture Watch today. And I'm not alone. I have with me the overseer of the Bride Assembly Lagos Church, Brother Moses Alu. Shalom, sir. You're welcome to Rapture Watch again.
Shalom, shalom, shalom to the Bride of Christ worldwide. And shalom, Brother Olumide. Shalom to the Bride TV crew.
Amen.
And shalom to our viewers who are not our members, who are peeping to see who are these people, what are they saying. You are all welcome to another episode of the Rapture Watch. And may you be blessed today as we all together watch unto the soon coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, scripturally.
Amen.
Shalom.
And may you be blessed today. We've been taking an interesting series on Rapture Watch. Very interesting, has blessed a lot of souls around the world. That's the dangers of denominationalism. In fact, it has been very interesting. But today we are going to pause that particular series because of some matters arising. We need to look at this particular issue that is coming up now. So we'll continue the dangers of denominationalism as soon as we can. But today we have an interesting topic based on matters arising. Times and seasons. And that will take us to the book of 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 1. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. And that will be the topic of this episode of Rapture Watch today. Times and season. Sir, you're welcome once again.
Thank you.
Sir, we did a little research.
Times and season for the rapture.
Yes.
Not for your marriage.
Okay.
Not for your wedding.
All right. I'll be corrected by my pastor.
not for your business breakthrough.
That's true.
Not for acquisition of your ministry.
Times and seasons for the rapture.
For the rapture. Amen. For it is a rapture watch.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Do you know, sir, we made a little research because of what we are hearing now. Especially, you know, this pandemic, coronavirus, shook the Christian world very well. And Christians are known to be people of prophecies. Prophecies. And we heard a lot of things about end time events. But when we did our research, we discovered that men have been predicting the second coming of Christ even as far as the first century AD. Certain people, for instance, in my records here, I have Irenaeus.
Mighty men of God.
Mighty
men of God.
Irenaeus, whom we message believers and student of
dispensationalism
believe that is the second star messenger, church's messenger.
Yes.
Irenaeus predicted that the Lord Jesus would come back at most AD 500.
They gave dates.
Yes. Yeah, he will come back so yeah. Some people go as far as predicting the day, the month, and the year. So Irenaeus predicted AD 500. John Wesley, the founder of the Methodist, you know, holiness preacher, whom God used mightily.
Yes,
whom we are all blessed by his ministry. He also predicted the coming of the Lord. He predicted his own to be the year 1836.
Wonderful.
1836 AD. Another man, William Miller, predicted his own. In fact, he predicted 1844. His own did not come to pass, and that led to what is widely known as the Great Disappointment. Because everybody thought, day 1844, 22nd October 1844, it was specific.
Wonderful.
That the Lord Jesus would come. So people, his followers, people that believed in his ministry, were all prepared that Jesus is coming. And it did not happen. So you know the press. It became the Great Disappointment. It's on record. Charles Russell predicted 1874. Another prediction. Then Jehovah's Witnesses, they predicted about 5 times, including 1914, that Jesus will come. If it doesn't happen, they will give another date. About 5 times. Albert Armstrong predicted 1975.
The worldwide church.
Worldwide church predicted 1975. Isaac Newton, a scientist. Yes, Isaac Newton, one of the greatest scientists of all time, predicted that AD 2000, As the date is moving to AD 2000, the Lord Jesus Christ should come. Mm. The second millennium. He said Jesus should come. Jack Van Eyck, I don't know if you've heard of him, also predicted 2012. But these ones are more recent.
Yeah.
And then many more. Then we have Harold Camping. You reacted to his prediction.
Yes.
One certain time when the family radio.
Family radio. Yes.
He predicted in 1994 rather. It didn't come to pass. He moved the date forward to 1995. It didn't come to pass. Then he predicted 21st May 2011. It did not come to pass. So they asked him what was going on. He said that day there was a spiritual judgment on the earth, but the actual date for the rapture is October 21st, 2011. We are still here, no rapture. So a lot of people.
Even William Branham.
Yes. Oh, lest I forget, sir. Yes. So that it will not seem as if I'm biased.
Yeah.
William Branham also predicted
1977.
By 1977.
He predicted.
He did, sir.
And maybe you don't also know about Raymond Jackson.
Raymond Jackson.
He also predicted 2004.
2004, 2005.
That's true, sir. That also predicted it.
Okay.
Now,
Pastor Chris Oyakhilome.
Okay.
So let's sit back and watch this.
That's the latest one.
That's the latest one. Just a few days ago, last week.
Okay.
Predicted that the Lord Jesus will come so time. We can watch for ourselves the prediction of Pastor Chris Oyakhilome.
Wow. Had he said 3,000 years, we would know we have 1,000 years to go. Had he said 2,500, we would know we have more time to go. How close we've got. Let me show you that timeline one more time and just explain three options. Remember, the rapture itself does not have a sign. In other words, it can happen anytime. But we have a final place beyond which it cannot go.
Yes.
That's why I have those lines there for you. Could happen anytime. But then would have, had it happened somewhere here, would have had to wonder what will be happening all this time. Because he will not return until after 2 days. You see that? So you'd have been wondering all those years after what would have been happening. We don't know. But sure enough, it seems much more like somewhere here. Somewhere here. Because all this is already past. We're somewhere around here. Count it yourself. We said the other day, if you take that day when he walked out of the temple, as 30 AD, some have said 29 AD, I said if you take the range of 4 BC to 2 BC, for his birth, somewhere you will come to the range of what we said. And if we're just taking an average and we come to 30 AD, 2000 from there will come to 2030. And from now, from 2020 to 2030 is 10 years. Which means that it cannot exceed 10 years before the man of sin is revealed. Because you have 7 years. Either after that, now here are the three options. 7 years, either after, or within, or across. Do you understand? If it is after, then you have, before he comes back will be 7 plus 10. That's 17 years. Before Jesus comes back, 7 for the tribulation. 10 years before the Antichrist shows up. You see that? So 17 years in all, and Jesus shows up. If it is after. If it is inside, you have 3 years before he shows up. If it is across, you have 6.5 years before he shows up. But because 2020 has gone past 6 months already, you're in September, that means you have just 6 years. Which means, if it doesn't happen in 3 years, might be six. If it doesn't happen in six, cannot exceed 10. Yes, sir. Cannot exceed 10. There have been lots of speculations by different people before. And if you have followed carefully the scriptures that I've showed you, you will understand immediately why it didn't happen when some thought it would.
Wow. That's a very powerful revelation from this man of God. Okay, so he has given us his own prediction. But it doesn't end there. What sayest thou, Pastor Moses?
Yeah, I'm also a preacher.
Yeah, so give us
whatever anybody is saying, you are saying it from the study of the scriptures.
Certainly.
You know, this Bible is like the law books. Mm. That lawyers take before the judge to make their arguments.
Amen.
You know, and you see judges listen, and then they, based on what argument you make, you pass your verdict, your judgment. Everybody is reading this and giving their interpretation, but please take note that Apostle Paul told Timothy, and Timothy is a representative of all pastors, all preachers. It says study, 2 Timothy 2:15.
Yes, sir.
Study to show thyself
approved unto God.
Unto God.
A workman that needed not to be ashamed, rightly dividing.
Rightly, that is my emphasis.
The word
rightly
of truth.
Dividing the word of truth.
Amen.
There's something I observe about Pastor Yakilome, means in this clip you just show in his teaching, you will notice that he is preaching in such a way that you cannot hold him. Do you understand?
Okay.
He's not, you know, affirmative. He's not. Mm. He's not certain. Mm. You know, he says it could be 17 years from now.
Okay.
It could also be, if it is here, it could be 3 years.
3 years.
If it is here, it will be six years.
Yes.
Or even 10 years. Mm-hmm. So Oyakhilome, what are you saying? We have been specific now. We have quoted those who gave time from Iranius. Up till the latest, who's the latest one? The Family Radio?
No, Jack Van Eyck.
Okay, gave 2012.
Yes, sir.
At least, you know, based on what they were specific, they were sure.
That's
whatever
true.
They arrive at, you know, and I have a lot of respect for such people. Mm. You know, you, if you can be bold enough, you know, that takes a lot of boldness, you know, to give such prophecy.
Wow.
But take note, there is something the Lord Jesus Christ spoke in Matthew 24.
Amen.
In Matthew 24, from verse 23.
Matthew 24 from
Let's
verse
23. Up to verse 28.
Okay. Then, if any man shall say unto you.
When he said then, that is future.
Amen.
And this future is the end of time.
Mm.
Yes.
Lo, here is Christ, or there. Believe it not.
Now, let me tell you why I'm quoting this scripture.
Why, sir?
There are certain dates.
Mm-hmm.
That is what that scripture also means.
Mm.
It's not about go to Ikotu. Go to Lagos Ibadan Expressway.
Okay, the boy is coming.
It's about his coming.
Wow.
If you are setting date, you are actually saying,
"Lo, here is Christ."
Yeah, it is. It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Wow.
Now go on.
Okay. For there shall arise false Christs,
yes,
and false prophets,
uh-huh,
and shall show great signs and wonders,
mm-hmm,
in so much that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect.
Now, go on.
Behold, I have told you before.
Now, from verse 6, note.
Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold.
If they shall say unto you.
Behold, is in the desert.
Is here.
Go not forth.
Uh-huh.
Behold, is in the secret chambers.
Uh-huh.
Believe it not.
Uh-huh.
For as the lightning cometh out of
the east. This is how he will come.
For as the lightning cometh out of the east, and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be.
And I have dwelt on this scripture.
Yes, sir.
On how the light, the sun rises from the east.
And sets in the west.
Sets in the west.
Rises from the east again.
And then rises again from the east. It's the movement of the gospel that
Hallelujah.
Started from the Middle East, Jerusalem.
Amen and amen.
And ended during the seven church ages in the west.
Amen.
And that light in the west ended in the west for the Gentiles with the perfecting ministry.
Hallelujah.
And it will end there. The day is ended.
Amen.
And the rapture takes place.
Mm.
Then the sun will rise again in the east.
Amen.
Letting you know that the gospel will go back to Israel.
Hallelujah. Amen.
That is what he said. So watch the history. Mm. You know, not yes, date. Mm. Watch the history of the movement of the light. And that is why verse 28 follows.
For wheresoever the carcass is.
That carcass is the word of God revealed for that day as it is moving. Where it moves.
There will the eagles be gathered together.
The eagles will gather there to feed on the fresh carcass. And I don't know why people are interested in certain dates and times.
Mm.
When Matthew 25 verse 13, what does it say?
Matthew 25 verse 13 says, yes. Watch therefore. For ye know neither the day nor the hour when the Son of Man cometh.
You don't know.
Hmm.
Something, it's just like, you know, especially intermediate believers. God told John not to write what the seven thunders uttered.
Mm-hmm.
You are busy describing yourself. It is revealed, it is revealed, it is revealed.
Hmm.
Jesus said the day nor hour, no man knows.
Amen.
You are busy setting dates. Hmm. Something is wrong somewhere.
Hmm.
And it is all
wow.
an attempt by the enemy, you know, to frustrate our hope, our expectations.
Mm.
So that we will live in confusion.
Mm.
But for this reason, God has raised some of us.
Hallelujah.
You listening to me now, wherever you are, it's not by accident. It is because God wants to remove you from confusion.
Amen.
You see? Now, first and foremost, maybe somebody's listening to us for the first time. They don't even know if there's a promise of rapture in the Bible. There's a promise of rapture in the Bible. John 14. Let's
John 14. Okay. John 14 verse what, sir?
Yes. John 14. Let me read the first four verses.
The first four verses. Let not your heart be troubled.
Yes.
Ye believe in God. Mm-hmm. Believe also in me. Mm-hmm. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Mm-hmm. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself.
I will come again. That is the coming again, yes.
And receive you unto myself.
Uh-huh.
That where I am, there ye may be also.
Again, verse 4.
And whither I go, ye know. Uh-huh. And the way, ye know.
And Acts chapter 1.
Acts chapter 1.
From 9 to 11.
Okay.
Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11.
And when he had spoken these things,
uh-huh.
while they beheld,
uh-huh.
he was taken up.
He was taken up.
And the cloud received him out of their sight.
Uh-huh.
And while they looked steadfastly towards heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel.
Listen to what the angel said.
Which also said, ye men of Galilee,
uh-huh.
why stand ye gazing up into heaven?
Uh-huh.
This same Jesus which is taken
this
up
this same Jesus you see going up like that
into heaven shall also come in like
he
manner.
He is coming to do two things. He's coming two times again.
Shall also come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven.
He's coming two times. The first one is coming is for harvest.
Hmm.
The second time he's coming is to judge the earth and take over for the righteous rule.
Mm.
And that is why Revelation chapter 1 verse 7 describes him.
Revelation 1.
Yes, 1 verse 7.
Verse 7 says, behold, he cometh with clouds.
He does what?
He cometh with clouds.
He is coming.
And every eye shall see him,
uh-huh.
and they also which pierced him,
uh-huh.
and all kindreds of the earth shall wail because
okay.
of him. Even so, amen.
So he is coming.
Mm.
And it is this coming, as we see promised in the scriptures, that we refer to as the rapture. Because some people say there's no word like called rapture. Rapture is a description of, you know, of the
home catch road, away. Amen.
The catch away of the bride, the harvest of the elect from the earth here before the rapture takes place. Now, though he said he is coming, you know, although he said he is coming,
yes,
he
sir.
Said, but the day, not the hour, no man knows.
Okay, sir, if you don't know, if you say these predictions are to confuse us,
yes,
and as you have just pointed out from the Bible, we don't know the day and the hour.
Let me even confirm, let's read it further before you ask your denominational questions.
All right.
Matthew 24, verse 36.
Okay. But of that day and hour knoweth no man. No, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only.
Not even angels. So who is the one talking to you?
Okay.
Which angel come to tell you that the rapture is taking place? Okay. So
it's getting
all
crazy.
Of you. Verse 42.
42. Watch therefore, for ye know not what hour your Lord
you
doth come.
You don't know which hour. You don't know. You don't know the hour. Go on.
But know this, that if the good man of the house had known in what watch the thief would come, he would have watched and would not have suffered his house to be broken up.
And verse 44.
Therefore be ye also ready, for in such an hour as you think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Because his coming will be by surprise. If you already know the day, will it be surprised again?
Wow.
You know. You won't know the day.
Okay, this
so
is...
Will you be surprised? But maybe the question you want to ask me is, are you saying that the bride will not know?
Exactly my question, sir.
Are you saying that the bride will, you know...
What are we to watch for if we are not to watch for any day?
We will never know. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, where you read.
Okay.
Let's read some passages there.
Okay,
and
sir.
And see the way Apostle Paul put it.
All right, sir.
Because although we don't know the day nor hour, go ahead.
Okay. But of the times and seasons, brethren,
yes.
ye have no need that I write unto you.
Uh-huh.
For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night.
Uh-huh.
For when they shall say peace and safety,
yes.
then sudden destruction cometh upon them.
Okay.
As travail upon a woman with child,
uh-huh.
and they shall not escape.
But wait, oh. Please read that verse again. When they shall say
for peace, when they shall say peace and safety.
When they shall say peace and safety.
Then sudden destruction
cometh
upon them.
You know there are attempts now for all religions to come together.
Yes, sir.
To bring peace.
Hmm.
There are attempts going on. Hmm. Even led by one of the popular preachers in Nigeria.
That's true, sir.
To gather the whole religions, including Ogun. You know, worshippers of Ogun, Hindu, Buddhist,
Islam,
and all religions come together so that there will be peace. He said, when they will be making effort for that peace, when they, oh, glory be to God.
Hallelujah.
He said, then something will happen.
Sudden destruction cometh upon them.
Okay.
As travail upon a woman with child.
Okay.
And they shall not escape.
That means emphasizing that it will be by surprise. Mm. Go on.
But ye,
verse 11.
But ye, brethren, are not in darkness.
We are not in darkness. And that is why I am here now, on air now, talking to the bride of Christ worldwide. See, I'm not drawing people to myself.
That's right.
Mm. You know, all those who give dates is just, you know, making claim as if, you know, ministries.
Authority
that God didn't give them.
Mm.
And that is why, even when somebody asked me a question one time and said, from our own ministry now, Sister Nenna, it gave a seven, yet another day, there's
seven years of grace
and this and that. So does that mean that the 7 years and 7 years, I said, you know, because I have always been against certain dates.
That's true, sir.
So I quickly replied, and in case you have not heard me, hear me now. I said it and I'm repeating it. God is not coming according to Sister Nenna. God is not coming according to Sister Linda.
Linda.
God is not coming according to William Branham.
That's right.
God is coming according as it is written.
Amen and amen.
Therefore, study. How he will come is here.
How he will come.
How he will come is here. Study to show yourself approved.
Mm.
Watch and pray. What will you watch? What you are to watch is here. You are watching date. You are watching date. When there are scriptures everywhere that should stop you from watching date. He said, of the times and season, please finish that reading. Where, which verse are you now?
We're in verse 5 now.
Yes.
Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness.
We, what, who are we? We that allow the Holy Ghost to lead us. We are not, because the Holy Ghost is a spirit of revelation.
Amen.
Okay. Go ahead.
Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober.
Watch. How will you watch? Watch and be sober, because I heard Oyakhilome saying that the rapture has no sign. If there's no sign, then where will you be watching? When the end of the kingdom of Nebuchadnezzar was to come to an end, when his son took over the reign, Belshazzar, was there not a handwriting on the wall?
That's right.
There was handwriting on the wall.
It was a sign.
It was a sign.
Amen.
And when he saw it, he needed an Issachar anointing.
Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, glory. Please open that scripture.
Daniel chapter 5. Okay, Issachar anointing. First Chronicles chapter 12.
Listen very well. Verse 32.
Verse 32, yes, sir.
Now, listen. Listen very well. Among the tribes of Israel, there is a peculiar tribe that had a peculiar grace. Oh, glory be to God.
A peculiar anointing.
A peculiar anointing.
Okay.
A peculiar privilege.
Amen.
What does, who are they?
And of the children of Issachar.
Of the children of Issachar, one of the tribes of Israel.
Which were men that had understanding of the times.
They do what?
They had understanding of the times.
They had the understanding of the times.
To know what Israel ought to do.
To know what Israel ought to do.
The heads of them were 200.
Oh, glory
and
be
all
to
their
God.
Brethren were at their commandment.
And the Issachar, that is why some of you hearing us for the first time, you hear, I preach a message, therefore I call the Issachar anointing. And the Issachar anointing is the bride's anointing.
Amen.
That enables you to know what to do to be accepted in the palace through the rapture.
Hallelujah.
That is the anointing that Esther had.
Amen.
And there is an understanding that a group of people among Christendom will have.
Amen.
That will let us know that the end of the Gentile dispensation is at hand.
Oh my.
A type of Daniel under the captivity of the Babylonians.
Amen.
There was a handwriting in the period of Belshazzar. While he was enjoying and enjoying with the wealth, with the silver, with the things of the temple. This is not the same estate now. What are people doing with the things of the temple, messing up the sanctity of the gospel today, using the word of God for lasciviousness, filthy lucre, covetousness, messing and making merchandise of the gospel, and then they enjoying themselves in it. Suddenly, there was handwriting on the wall, and none of them could give the interpretation, but they were freed. Fear came. Right now there's fear all over. But nobody is seeing that it is a handwriting on the wall. But that handwriting on the wall, they're saying they cannot interpret it. But there is a Daniel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That had the interpretation.
Amen.
That will tell you, you are weighed in the balance and church.
You're found wanting.
We are weighed.
Amen.
And we are all found wanting.
Amen.
Ah, may God help us.
Amen.
And it is a sign. How can the economy say rapture has no sign? Rapture has sign.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Let's continue reading, sir.
Read until we read verse 11.
Verse 6. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet, the hope of salvation.
You see the advice he's giving us?
For God has not appointed us to rot, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also you.
Again, read verse 1 again and verse 2.
Verse 1 and verse 2.
Yes.
But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you.
And that's our topic today.
The times and the seasons.
The times and the seasons. Okay. So let's see what the Lord Jesus Christ was speaking Let's see the account of the book of Mark. Mark chapter 13.
Okay.
From verse 38. Let's read it.
So you've corrected the notion that says the rapture has no sign.
No, of course. But then we see that all we are talking today is the time and the season.
The rapture has sign.
Yes.
But we should not fix dates.
We cannot fix date. I want to let them know that rapture has sign. Read okay. chapter 13.
Mark 13.
From verse 28.
From verse 28.
Yes.
Now learn a parable of the fig tree.
Uh-huh.
When a branch is yet tender and put there for leaves.
Is that not a sign? Is that not a sign?
Amen.
What does he say?
Now learn a parable of the fig tree.
So he's using the fig tree to give you a sign of the end.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so how can that pastor say rapture has no sign? Read it, please. Let's read it up to maybe verse 37.
Now learn the parable of the fig tree.
Yes.
When a branch is yet tender and put there for leaves, ye know that summer is near.
You will know that is a sign that summer is nigh.
So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass,
yes.
know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you,
yes.
that this generation shall not pass, till all these things be done. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away.
The certainty of what he is saying.
Go on. But of that day and that hour knoweth no man.
No man knows.
No, not the angels which are in heaven.
Yes.
Neither the Son.
Even Jesus was saying he doesn't know.
But the Father.
Only the Father knows.
Take ye heed, watch and pray.
This is the advice.
For you know not when the time
is. We don't know when the time is. So how can people read this scripture and be putting dates? Directly or indirectly? Then he went further, verse 34.
For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey.
He going a far journey.
Who left his house and gave authority to his servants.
He gave authority to servants.
And to every man his work. And commanded the potter to watch.
Which one of us to watch? And remember that he told us the time is coming. Why are you watching? Because you don't know when he will come. Go on.
Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh.
If he told you the time, he's telling the servants that you don't know when the master is coming. Then the servant is coming to say he's coming in 2004. He's coming 2011. When the master said you don't know when I'm coming, he didn't tell you. Why are you going ahead to say he's coming so soon? Go on.
Watch ye therefore, for you know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning.
And some people are already picking this verse to say midnight, and then giving their
own message in the verse.
You know,
intellectualism.
Yes, lest.
Lest, coming suddenly, he find you sleeping. What I say unto you, I say unto all, watch.
Watch. Go to where chapter 13, right?
Yes, sir.
I want to get this picture very clearly. Let's read it from verse 1.
Okay. And as he went out of the temple, one of his disciples said unto him, Master, see what manner of stones and what buildings are here. And Jesus answering said unto him, Seest thou this great building? There shall not be left one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, over against the temple, Peter and James and John and Andrew asked him privately.
Now see where I am going, verse 4.
Tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled?
So why is our brother saying, why is he saying there is no sign? Where did he get that from? What shall be the sign when all these things shall be fulfilled? Then in verse 29, you see, he brought the fig tree.
Amen.
Okay, number 29, what did he say?
So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors.
When these things come to pass, so there are things he has mentioned.
That you must watch.
There are things that when you see them come to pass, then know that your redemption is near. Your salvation is here. The end is here. Christ is coming. When you see these things. So it's only normal. If you're a Bible study, you now go and say, what are the things he's talking of?
That's right.
What even brought about that question? We'll start from there. What are the things? You know, and even then, you know, we go to Matthew 24. This is the account of
Matthew.
Yes. And you know, he started with, from verse 1.
And Jesus went out and departed from the temple. Mm-hmm. And his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. Mm-hmm. And Jesus said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down. Mm-hmm. And as he sat upon the Mount of Olives, mm-hmm. the disciples came unto him privately, saying, mm-hmm. tell us, when shall these things be? And what shall be the sign of thy coming and of the end of the world?
See, then he began to answer the question. It's the same narration Mark.
Okay.
Is bringing up.
Okay.
So let's look at, because he listed some things here.
Hmm.
The first thing that you see there is, what did he save us for?
And Jesus answered and said unto
number
them,
one,
take heed that no man deceive you.
All the dates that have been said, is not deceit. Brother Moses, why are you so raw? Yeah, I'm so raw because people willingly twist the scripture.
Mm.
And they don't know the confusion they are creating thereby.
Wow.
Especially when you have followers.
Mm.
Now, the signs of your coming. Verse 5.
For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many.
That is one.
And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Uh-huh.
See that ye be not troubled.
Uh-huh.
For all these things must come to pass.
Why?
But the end is not yet.
Verse 7.
For nation shall rise against nation,
uh-huh.
and kingdom against kingdom.
Uh-huh.
And there shall be famines and pestilences.
And then the whole chapter goes on and on and on. And then he now finally come to verse 32.
Verse 32.
That they will understand.
Now learn a parable of the fig tree.
Yes.
When his branch is yet tender and put there for leaves, ye know that summer is nigh.
Okay.
So likewise ye.
He repeated what
Mark said.
Mark was saying.
Mm.
But take note of what gave rise to that question. You know, verse 1 and verse 2 of that Matthew 24.
Okay. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and disciples came to him for to show him the beauties of the temple.
The beauty of that temple.
Mm.
It must have been a magnificent building. And what did Jesus
And Jesus say? Said unto them, see ye not all these things? Verily I say unto you, there shall not be left here one stone upon another that shall not be thrown down.
And the disciples were saying, wait, tell us. When will it take place? He didn't give any dates.
Gave signs.
He gave signs.
Oh my God. Okay, sir, you allow me pause and digest this. Because you are shaking our foundation. We'll go on a short break so that some of us can digest this rhema that has just come forth. Jesus did not give dates, but he gave signs.
He gave
we'll
signs.
Be right back.